Mm-hmm. Our story is the story of two guys who start at the bottom, with a lot of hard work, continue along the bottom, and finally end up at the bottom.
Quit effing with our show, you're gon' ruin it. Escape from the suits, we pursuing it. Tunneled out Shawshank through the sewer, kid. Now we're chilling at the Eagle, yeah, we doing it. 2 o'clock on the dot, gotta have it. For my house of goat status, Howard Stern and Kid Craddock. Shows adding up, multiply like a rabbit. Tune in, zone out, crank it up, beat the habit.
I wanna hang out with my friends. Rock it on the radio. My homegrown homeboy's been a skin. Talk it on the radio. It's time to do this once again. Oh baby, here we go. KT, Christina, been a skin. All up on my radio.
Yes.
I'm trying.
Hello and welcome. This is the world famous Ben and Skin Show 97.1 The Eagle. We've been on many a different radio stations, but we now find ourselves smack dab on an iconic, badass hybrid radio station that plays rock and does some talk, 97.1 The Eagle.
For at least another week.
Thank you for being here with us. Now, there is an article out in D Magazine that kind of tells our whole story. It's a 6-page piece in D Magazine, the new May issue. Get out there and pick it up off newsstands. It went on newsstands Thursday. We'd appreciate it. Kind of tells our story. Actually, includes some pictures of us from high school, which is crazy. We have an incredible show planned today. And if you follow our Instagram page, it's Instagram.com/Ben and Skin Show. Just search Ben and Skin Show. Follow us there. We're going to start posting some pre-show meeting stuff. And we had one of the biggest arguments we've ever had in our show history because Kevin Turner, out of nowhere, objected to a name of a segment that we have today.
It's a very important segment that we've done many times to great, great renown. It's
been done one time.
People love it.
January.
We got a Marconi for that, didn't we?
Yes.
It happened once, and it hasn't came back in over 3 months.
I'm going to have Brad Jimeter send me the ratings for that. I think they're really good.
We were nominated for an Academy Award for Best Adaptation. It wasn't in the original screenplay category.
Uh-huh.
I don't get it.
But there's something that happened that relates to what you're talking about. That relates to the pre-show meeting.
Yeah.
So the intro plays. And then, you know, we know what time of whereabouts or thereabouts that we're going to be on the air. Mm. And each day, one of us comes in here without a headphone. You and I take turns as to forgetting that we work in radio. So it just so happened that today, it was your turn to not have your headphone. And so the intro plays, and then there's a part, this let's go, and then there's always a space where a drop is played.
Yeah.
And so in order to play the drop, you get in here and you set up your computer, and you're ready to play the drop. And it occurred to me is for the 19th consecutive day, KT was ill-prepared time-wise to play the drop, which it may be his fault. It may not be his fault. We have crappy equipment. I blame that on Mike and IT, who may or may not be listening right now. Mike and engineering, not IT, engineering. But the thing I would say is, as I was sitting there and Kevin was once again ill-prepared to play the drop, I was sitting there thinking, here's yet again, we sat in there for at least an hour. We argued, we farted, we made Christina uncomfortable. I went over there and I rifled through Alfie's things. We did what we normally do for an hour, which if we had just carved out an extra 2 minutes, we would have, but instead of procrastinating, we would have been prepared for Kevin to play this drop.
Now, I don't know if he was going to play a drop.
Yeah, I wasn't.
What do you mean? Every day a drop is played unless you're ill-prepared to play the drop. And I see you over there scrambling right
quick.
Oh, my
God. Computer. She's been playing them.
Well, whatever. The drop didn't get played.
So, wait. This is actually an attack on Christina, which thinks the plot just thickens.
It's just like until we get the computer back and the ability to...
Hold on a second.
Can play drops. It's just not convenient at all.
This is an unfair attack on Kevin because Kevin hasn't even been playing the drops. it was Christina who said she's been playing them, but she just did me a huge favor because she ran at light warp speed to go get my headphones. She's the fastest human ever.
Okay,
but you're killing him. And then as soon as she said, "Yeah, I didn't play it," you just said, "Hey, no problem."
When did you? When did you? And that's the way it's always going to be there. When did, have you always played the drops?
Most of the time, I play the drops. Since this computer is out, here's the thing.
Okay.
Since this computer is out, I don't know, and we should communicate better on that.
Well, no.
But today, look today at KT. Was like a...
I don't find it to be that important. I think it's like a one-second thing, and then the show starts.
But Kevin Turner vindicated. No, he hasn't. Because there are... hold on, Prince. There are days where you were going to play the drop, and you go, oh, hold on. Am I right or wrong?
Are you going back to 2 weeks ago? Because, I mean, it's clear, dude, what's happening. It's like when anyone's called for me to play audio of the last 2 weeks, and there's a slight mute, hold on. And you're like, what are you doing? It's like, you know what's going on, so don't make a big scene about it.
Okay, so let me
just
ask
like
you a question.
It's we're
a
simple, having a bit of a problem with the thing. We'll
it's a simple
fixed.
Yes or no question. Have there been days where a drop didn't get played and you were scrambling because you weren't ready as the thing was loading?
Oh, every day.
Okay. So this is my original point. All right. I just spent the last 7 minutes leading up to this complaining about a member of my family that is in a tough position because they procrastinated. And we're having this conversation about, do I punish said person? Do I put the hammer down? Do I yell? What do I do? And I'm like, every single day we procrastinate and then we come scrambling in here 15 seconds before we hit the air. Because we've been goofing off for an hour.
It's all right.
And so I'm sitting here thinking, am I about to go discipline my teenager about procrastinating when that's what we do collectively every single day?
Well, I don't know. Parenting is hard. But I do know this, that it sucks that computer's not working. We can't do our normal show, nor can the Russ Martin show. And I'm just wondering, is somebody working on that? Is there a trouble ticket? Is it just up to Clo to fix it?
We're good. They're
procrastinating is what they're doing.
No, it's been done. Everything's handled. It just takes a while.
But between the two shows, we do incredible ratings. And we're a very listened-to block from 2 to 7 on 97.1 The Eagle. It's an iconic local radio station. Yet we find ourselves in a room full of old monitors without computers at work.
So many.
Procrastinators. There's got to be some... we got to let somebody know.
It's already been taken care of.
Are you sure?
They've been notified 2 weeks ago.
Wouldn't it have been handled immediately?
It was.
Who's they?
It has been.
Well, then why is it still not working?
Because you can't just it's like people are going to the local store and just getting a computer.
Why not?
iHeart is going to mail us a computer.
From a local store.
So waiting on the computer to get in. Nah, I don't know. I don't have the shipping tracker on that.
Shipping. Okay, listen. Something weird happened to me yesterday. I was walking out of my front door. I've been noticing a lot of bird play at the top of my front door. And I thought they were just getting in a wreath up there. I didn't really spend a lot of time investigating.
Aretha.
And then overnight, seemingly, a little bird's nest was up. And I remember maybe at some point in the past I've had this problem before, and maybe that's why I started getting all those owls. Huge owls.
It is.
Huge fake owls.
That's why you got the owls, because you...
It is.
Because of a swallow situation.
Yeah. And ironically, I didn't want the swallow situation, you know what I mean, on the door.
Interesting.
I didn't want swallows in my front door attacking me.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't like that in this case.
You like a good swallow attack in a different... more of a backdoor thing.
No, not either.
I don't want birds. Hold on. What did you introduce, Kevin?
Are you talking about a hot Charlie?
The horse?
Okay, here's the thing about these birds. They are incredibly aggressive, and now it's all coming back to me. And so yesterday I put it on social media, a little video of this nest. And I started asking people, what do I do? And it was interesting because several people said, if there are eggs in that nest, it's against the law to remove it.
That's true. That is one of my favorite pranks.
No, it's true.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's against whose law?
The bird police? I mean, who is there a police car dressed up like Big Bird with a bunch of feathers on it driving around enforcing bird law?
Like, is there a game warden in Light Farms that's making sure that he's not out there hunting raccoons and such? What do you mean you can't take a nest off your property?
That's against the law.
Hey, in Texas, birds have eminent domain. Like, what are you even talking about? What do you mean I can't take a nest off my own door that I paid for, that I overpaid for?
Well, there was enough concern over the legalities of it that I had my son get up on a ladder and peek in that nest to make sure there weren't any eggs in there. And then I assigned it to him. I delegated him, like, go get a water hose and water that thing down. And it was up there so firmly that he could not knock it down.
Really?
And there's also a lot of people out there who's like, man, you're going to have pita all over you. You can't mess with that nest, even if there aren't eggs in it.
I love pita sandwiches.
I'm like, wait, what do you mean?
Because they're getting ready to lay the eggs in it.
Well, I'd like for them to find somewhere else, because the problem is there's bird crap all over my door and my front porch.
And they spray it.
And they haul at, they scare me every time, because every time I walk in, I forget.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like, and they take off flying out of there, and they buzz the tower like Maverick and Top Gun, and I spill my coffee on myself. And so I was, so finally, allegedly, I'm not going to say whether we did or didn't, based on the legalities.
You
I don't know.
Be careful.
There could be some bird detectives listening. We may or may not have removed the nest. Well, the birds are pissed. Maybe.
Yeah.
They're back again today.
They know they have the law on their side.
And
they're going to do whatever they want.
I was trying to leave my house today, and I can see the silhouette of the birds flying around on the front porch. When I went to open the door, they didn't leave.
Uh-oh.
They hovered.
Really?
Waiting to give me some pecker, you know, to with their beaks.
Because mm-hmm. of the swallow situation?
Yeah, they were going to try to woodpecker the thing. They were going to try to attack me with their talons and beaks.
What are these birds? You're saying these are woodpeckers or swallows?
They're woodpecking super swallow.
They're barn swallows.
Are they for real? Do you know what kind of?
Well, I was told they were barn swallows. But anyways, like a hummingbird. They did, because they were waiting for me.
Interesting.
And so I had to go out a different door. I couldn't go out my front door today.
Oh my God.
So you're being bullied by these birds?
And so I get out there and I'm looking at them, and they perch up on my gutter right above my door, and they're just staring at me while I'm getting in my car.
Are they messing with your DFW security cameras?
I'm like, well, I probably got them on my doorbell cam. Probably get that footage.
They're probably pooping on it, though.
And I had a water bottle, and I threw a water bottle at them.
You can't do that.
They're protected.
They're protected. That's against the law and littering.
Don't mess with Texas or the birds.
That's a double ticket, bro.
Right, well, but Ramu, who's writing that ticket?
Don't mess with Texas birds. He was in the commercial.
Yeah, the game warden.
Willie Nelson, George Strait, Ryan, all in there.
Here to remind you not to throw bottles at birds regularly.
The Texas birds, like the mockingbird, right?
Or? No, like just any Texas bird, like a barn swallow.
Okay.
The common barn swallow.
It's which not was, common, bro.
Was a, the same. It was basically country spin the bottle, but it's a whole different thing.
Whoa.
Yeah, and then I'm like, Gary Garfield starts responding, and he's like,
he doesn't know birds.
You know, he needs to worry about his
store. He's trying to sell snakes, so they're having a hard time selling snakes. Sorry, it's an advertiser. I'm not going to throw rocks at an advertiser typically, and I don't want them to cancel.
Mm-hmm.
But who opens a 17-store chain of stores for snake snores with a superstore that's open 24/7? I don't know that there's that much snake demand. And so what's happening is he's trying to come up with ways to move these snakes.
Mm.
And so he starts jumping on all my posts saying, yeah, for rodent protection, get a couple king cobras, put them on your front porch, and, you know, within a couple of months, those birds will be gone. I'm like, I don't want king cobras on my porch for months.
It's kind of like, what'd you say, a thug cat, country cat?
The thug cat's the best way to go, because the birds see the thug cat as a predator. And they won't come around them.
Why wouldn't they see me as a prey? I'm giant. Yeah. Why wouldn't those beer? And I throw water bottles.
They're tiny brains.
That guy writes music for Dude Perfect. He's not going to mess with us.
Dude, I'm a giant. Not lying to the Life Farm's giant, but I'm throwing water bottles, and they were hovering, waiting, going, let's go, bitch. Mm-hmm. Take our nest down again. See what happens.
One said, that guy's too big to fly. We're good.
Okay, one was bowing up, but one of them was trying to stop the one in the front from bowing up, and he's like holding him back. Like, hey.
Flying with one wing, holding back with the other wing.
I do want to get to the bottom of this fake law.
Yeah.
There's no way that it is Texas law that you can't remove a nest from your own property that you've purchased.
Most birds are protected species, and tampering with or removing a nest or eggs could lead to hefty fines or other penalties.
From who?
In the United States, it is illegal to remove or destroy any active nest from a native bird species, defined as a nest with eggs or brooding adults in it.
From where?
Doesn't say.
I mean, they're talking about trees and such, bro. They're not talking about your door.
Why does it matter?
You can you
birds,
can
the birds are protected no matter where they're at.
No, they're protected in trees. You can move it from your own property.
I think the question is,
have the game warden call in.
The question is the barn swallow a native bird species?
All right, hold on. Somebody sent me this.
Somebody.
It's a Facebook group, and it says it's called the Pro Snake Poultry Group. There's 2,900 members.
Oh, is this a nonsense post, or are you going
to? I don't know. It says this group is for people who want to own poultry and coexist with snakes.
Hmm. What a weird Venn diagram that is.
There's only 2,900
people. I would say that
people.
Sliver is very tiny.
Ben, is there anything in the nest?
No, there were no eggs in the nest.
If there's nothing in the nest, you can safely remove the nest. If there's anything in the nest, then you can't.
Do you know what was genius of Ben, though, to send his kid to remove it so his kid goes to jail instead of him?
It is 5 to 10. It's straight up.
That was a good move, dude. That was baller.
We have someone on the line.
Pull it up. Okay. Might be Gary Birds.
Hello, who do we have?
It's Gary Snakes. I just thought you maybe needed a little talking about bird law, if you had some questions for it.
Why would we ask you, Gary?
Well, I'm an animal expert, obviously, and a lot of those birds will find the wounded ones to feed the snakes. So, you know, or ones that are in the street or whatever. I've had a lot of bird law experience.
Did you suggest that some birds find wounded birds to feed the snakes? Is that what I just heard you say?
No, we find wounded birds to feed our snakes.
Okay.
You can't do that. Okay, hold on a second. Okay, this brings up a fascinating point. I'm trying to understand bird law. You're saying that you are finding wounded birds and feeding them to snakes. That seems way more illegal than moving a barn swallow nest.
Nebraska versus Godwin, 1992. Declared perfectly legal. Appealed all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Are you
name a state and a last name and assume that we're going to look this up?
Google. Recycling, though, technically.
Yeah, Google Nebraska Godwin 92 and see what it says. So, Gary, you're saying that that established precedent that you can move a nest under what circumstances?
So in this case, you couldn't move that nest yourself physically. You would have to use a hose, hopefully with a powerful spray nozzle. Can't tell me Ben hasn't bought the fanciest spray nozzle they have.
Right.
And you just wash that thing right away.
And
you didn't technically touch it, right? It was practically the same as a rainstorm.
We're talking to Gary Garfield, the manager of the Snakes Plus location in Frisco, and also kind of overseer of the brand. Do you have an ownership stake in Snakes Plus?
Yeah, I've got a piece of Snakes Plus, and I've got about 3 pieces of Spider Town.
Okay. And is it true that you're considering opening either an alligator store or a shark store? Because I think you're getting overextended.
Oh, you're talking about Gator City, right?
Is that a thing? God.
Well, it's a concept, right? You know, we're looking at the right places to put this.
Who buys alligators?
Not Texas.
Nobody buys alligators as pets.
Nobody buys alligators because they're so hard to get, right?
That's a good point. Maybe.
Yeah, you've got the abandoned Wet and Wild in Arlington, right?
Oh.
It's got a lazy river.
Are you buying the abandoned Wet and Wild in Arlington? Are you breaking news here?
It's in negotiation.
Wait,
you know?
So you're saying that Hurricane Harbor is going out of business?
Yeah. That's what used to be Wet and Wild, right?
I don't think you can say that, Gary.
Man.
If you didn't tell the ink is dry on a contract, I don't think you should just say that businesses are shutting down.
Well, I'm a snake guy. I'm not a business guy.
Yeah, he's right.
That's true.
I would love to sit down with your investor group at some time and kind of pick their brain, Gary.
You've got endless deep pockets. Gary, but in all seriousness, I'm worried about these aggressive birds. You had mentioned the idea of snake pest control. That's not really a thing, is it?
No, it absolutely is. If you just come down to the superstore, one of our snake pest counselors can kind of walk you through the whole process.
Of
choosing the right snakes. You know, where do you put the snakes? When the snakes wander off, should you get more snakes?
Yeah.
Why are they
coming up with a plan? You have to have a plan for this, you know? And for high sparrows like that, what Ben had, three king cobras taken care of, like I said, in a matter of months.
How do you keep the king cobras on your property?
Well, I mean, once they see those birds, they're not going to go anywhere until they eat those birds.
All right.
And then once they do eat the birds, problem taken care of, you know, they're going to wander off in search of more prey.
I don't know if my HOA is okay with these rare exotic cobras going out wandering into the neighborhood. And besides, I'll still be making snake payments on those things after I'm not able to play with them or enjoy them or have them do pest control.
Well, I mean, certainly until the they eat those birds and get kind of bored of that area. One, they're going to check your house for other critters, right? Maybe rats or possums or bobcats. They can eat any of those things. So they're gonna kind of clear the perimeter as they migrate away from your house.
What about the kids that are over like jumping on the trampoline and playing and stuff at my house?
If they're jumping on the trampoline, they should be above the ground, so they should be fine. I wouldn't let them walk around outside or anything, though, for a while.
Don't let your kids walk around outside for a while because of the snake pest control.
Yep. That's the snake's plus promise.
Yep. All right. Hey, thanks, Gary. Do you want to give the website right quick?
Well, I'm just at Gary Snakes on Twitter.
Okay. I feel like you don't have a handle on the marketing.
Also, since we have you, we have an obligation to have you respond to the headlines. The headlines recently, another snake attack to one of your customers or employees. How would you like to respond?
I should get a shirt made that says, "We miss Mark and we'll be better." I would just say it's a 3-year plan that we have to reduce snake bites. Right, and if you don't set the foundation right, 3 years from now, maybe snake bites are only down 20%. We're trying to get them down 50%.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
we're really working on it.
Sounds like it.
In the press release, though, you said that the customer was really egging it on.
Yes, there was lots of they were trying to like imitate some of the other snakes, and they're sensitive creatures. So as they were kind of making slithering motions, one of the king cobras that's now actually he's moved on to pest control, but he struck her. I can't go into more detail than that.
Yeah. Oh, legalities. Yeah. You missed the mark and you can do better, though?
Yeah. We're going to do better.
Oh, good.
Better.
Okay.
50% reduction by 2023. That's my promise.
I also want to say this. Brad Jimeder, our sales guy, told us you were considering canceling your buy on our station and spending it elsewhere. And I just want to say we've held back on, I just suggest you keep advertising with us because we have not really fully unleashed on, I'm just saying, we want to keep partnering with you.
Okay. Yeah. You got it. I hear you. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Thanks, Gary. Good luck with the stores.
Thanks.
He's such a good guy.
Yeah.
I really root for him.
Yeah.
But that's a dangerous concept.
I like the digital marketing plan.
Yeah.
Having a Twitter account.
Bad sales call with the fan.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard he was going to cancel and go to the fan at the last minute. Jimeter saved it and brought him back
here.
All right. Coming up next, we go around the sports. You got to listen to believe it for yourself.